Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome to the Sugar Talk and More radio show, where you can learn how to kick the sugar and cravings, control your weight, increase your energy, and avoid chronic health issues, featuring your host, Kathy Orman, certified health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. Kathy inspires individuals to improve their health and reach their health goals through simple, sustainable lifestyle changes through the principles of nutrition, whole foods, and healthy living. And now, here's your host, health coach Kathy Orman.
Welcome to Sugar Talk and More. I'm Kathy Orman, your host. Today we're talking about brain fog. Where does it come from? So we're going to talk about what brain fog is, what causes brain fog, and what other issues can be associated with brain fog. And we're also going to talk about what you can do about it so that you never have to deal with brain fog again. So let's jump right in. Brain fog, it's not a very comfortable feeling. It's when you're feeling not very alert. You're mentally feeling like you're actually in a fog. It's kind of that fuzzy brain feeling. You're feeling a little tired, a little sleepy, and you might even have a headache that goes with it. Probably you're having trouble concentrating and you can't seem to stay on task. You're trying hard, but you just can't seem to get the job done. Mentally, you somehow can't focus. So you know you should be organized and you're usually organized, but somehow the organization's just not there. You can't seem to remember where you put things. You just can't get going in the right direction. That's basically what brain fog is. So how does this happen? Well, probably your day starts out quite normally. You're rushing around, you got the usual morning chaos going on. Maybe you have a couple of kids, your spouse, a couple of pets, things are happening. Everybody's getting up and getting moving, so there's lots to do. You're getting everybody organized, and including yourself. And sometimes you run out of time. Sometimes there just isn't enough time to get everything done. So perhaps you grab something quick for breakfast. Or maybe you didn't really have time, so you just grabbed your cup of coffee and your to-go mug and away you went to work. So maybe you actually even skipped breakfast. Well, the next part of the scenario is you get to work and everything's going pretty good. Comes mid-morning, kind of time for coffee break, so you get up and have a cup of coffee and lo and behold, in the break room there's donuts, maybe there's cookies. Quite tempting, actually. So you have a couple of cookies, and that actually does give you some energy. So feels good, actually. A short time later, you start to feel a little bit of low energy. Your energy is kind of going downhill. You start losing your concentration. You get kind of disorganized, thinking, well, why can't I get things together here? You just can't seem to get the job done, even though you're trying, so you can't seem to stay on task. You're literally in a brain fog. So you're wondering, what hit me? I was okay before, so now what's going on? You just, really what you want to do is close your office door and put your head down on your desk and have a little snooze and hope that the world will leave you alone till this passes. Has this ever happened to you? Is this kind of a familiar scenario? If you often find yourself in this position or something very much like it, this information in today's program is exactly what you need to hear. So let's dive into a little bit more detail about brain fog. Brain fog is something that stops your energy. You just can't seem to mentally put your energy where it needs to be. It keeps you from feeling good. It keeps you from working efficiently. It leaves you feeling sleepy and really unproductive. So the feeling unproductive like that can also be very frustrating. So it's something that leaves you with lots of negative sort of feelings. And it can also have other physical health issues too. Headaches, maybe you're a little irritable, could be hungry. And it can also make you feel jittery. Perhaps you even feel a bit weak physically. So it's not a very pleasant feeling at all. And it really has far-reaching effects into everything you're doing. And one of the worst things about brain fog, one of the worst things that goes with brain fog often, is that you crave more sweets. because you're in this sort of low energy fog, you're looking for something to kind of get you kick-started and get you going. So the first thing you think of course, would be maybe a cup of coffee with some sugar or another donut or whatever your go-to is for energetic foods. So you wonder, why is this happening? So what is brain fog all about? Where does it come from? Brain fog is all about what you're eating, believe it or not. And it's not only about what you're eating, but it's about the effect that it has on your body, particularly your blood sugar. So let's talk about two scenarios. There's two scenarios that are very different. One is a healthy scenario, which is the way the blood sugar usually goes and should be. And the other is the not so healthy situation where brain fog actually comes from. So the first scenario is the normal healthy scenario. When we eat healthy foods, whole foods, during the digestive process, some of those foods turn into sugar in our blood, and the sugar actually enters our bloodstream. We call this blood sugar. And in the normal healthy situation, your body responds in a healthy manner by producing the right amount of insulin. Now, the insulin's job is to take the blood sugar out of the blood and deliver it to the cells and the muscles so that the cells and muscles can use it later for energy. So in the healthy situation, the insulin does its job, and when the blood sugar is out of the blood, everything goes back to normal. So you end up feeling healthy, you end up feeling energetic, you're clear thinking, everything's good. You're feeling great. This is a normal, great day at the office. So that's the normal, healthy scenario. The other scenario where brain fog comes from is totally different. It's an unhealthy scenario. So when you eat sugar, sugary foods, refined foods, junk foods, all those sorts of things, a large quantity of that food turns to sugar, and it turns to sugar at a very fast rate and enters the bloodstream very quickly. So your blood is actually flooded with blood sugar. And what this does is it causes the sugar level in your blood to rise very quickly, and we call that a blood sugar spike. And a blood sugar spike will give you a temporary feeling of energy, which is feels good, but it's only temporary. When that happens, the body is forced to produce excessive amounts of insulin, far more insulin than what the body normally produces. So once the body's produced that insulin and it's actually dealt with all that blood sugar, the blood sugar's out of the blood, things are not going to go back to normal like they do in the healthy scenario. So what happens is it goes from the spiked blood sugar, the too much blood sugar in the blood spiking your blood sugar, it goes all the way down to not enough blood sugar in the blood, and we call that a blood sugar crash. So you go from one end of the spectrum with a little bit of energy and lots of blood sugar to the other end of the spectrum where there is low blood sugar and very little energy. So this is called the blood sugar roller coaster. And the results of this blood sugar roller coaster are the negative effects you're feeling, which would be brain fog. And could be all the other negative effects that go with it, like headache, dizziness, hunger, mood swings, irritability, definitely a lack of concentration. Oftentimes you feel jittery, extreme tiredness, or perhaps even feeling a little bit weak physically. And the worst thing, of course, is craving more sugar, because you really want to get out of this brain fog, so your body's craving sugar to give you a kickstart. So there are a number of major health issues that go with the blood sugar roller coaster. It's not just the minor ones that are temporary with the spiking and crashing. There are long-term health effects that are a bit more serious. These are actually chronic health issues. So when we have the blood sugar roller coaster going on in our body countless times every day, for weeks on end and months on end, it ends up being a long-term problem. And that's when the chronic health issues start. They're not necessarily short-term problems, but they're actually long-term problems. and they affect our functioning every day, every week, every month. And they also affect our longevity. So they are chronic issues. And the chronic issues I'm talking about are low energy or fatigue, insulin resistance, prediabetes, and that can lead to diabetes itself, metabolic syndrome, obesity, inflammation, joint issues, including joint pain, arthritis, that sort of thing, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, which is a type of fat in the blood, heart issues, and fatty liver disease. So these are all chronic conditions that stem from the blood sugar roller coaster. And they are different issues than brain fog. But brain fog and all these chronic issues stem from the very same thing, and that's from the blood sugar roller coaster, keeping the blood sugar unbalanced. So the unhealthy situation of brain fog and all of these chronic health issues is 100% avoidable. I'm going to say that again because that's very shocking, actually. All of these situations, the brain fog and the chronic health issues that go with the blood sugar roller coaster, are 100% avoidable. So that means that we actually have control over that, which is really, really a very powerful thing. And oftentimes, the health issues that you're feeling are reversible. The fact is that 80 to 90% of chronic health issues can be avoided and or reversed. And that includes all the chronic health issues caused by the blood sugar roller coaster. So that's very empowering to know that a lot of those issues can be avoided and or reversed. So we're going to take a little break right now and have a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll tell you how you can stop this blood sugar roller coaster from happening so that you never have to deal with brain fog again. We'll have three tips for you that you can use right away to eliminate brain fog for good.
Hi, I'm Kathy Orman of Kathy Orman Health Coaching. I'd like to tell you about a book I just wrote. It's called The Sugar Switch. It's all about the mechanism inside our body that controls our sugar. The Sugar Switch teaches how to use the power of nutrition to control your sugar switch for better health, better energy, weight loss without the traditional weight loss diet, and so that you can look good and feel great. My website is www.kathyorman.com. That's CathyOrmon.com. And I can be reached by phone at 403-453-4452.
Have you dreamed of being a host of your own radio show and taking your business and story to a wider audience? Tenacious Living Radio is the platform to make your dreams a reality. Contact us at tlrstation.com.
You're listening to Tenacious Living Radio.
Welcome back to Sugar Talk and More. Before the break, we were talking about what brain fog is, what causes it, and how it's often associated with a whole host of other negative physical symptoms or other negative physical problems. Some of those problems are minor health issues, and some of them are actually chronic health issues that are caused, but they affect us over time. They take time to develop, and they affect us over the long term. So they affect our functioning daily, weekly, monthly. They affect our health in the long term, including our longevity. So the real issue that's behind brain fog is actually the blood sugar roller coaster, the spiking and crashing of blood sugar. So again, what happens is we eat too many sugary refined junk foods, and that spikes our blood sugar. The body produces too much insulin, and after that, we go from too much sugar in the blood to the opposite end of the spectrum where we don't have enough sugar in the blood. And that causes the brain fog, the jitters, the headaches, the drowsiness, irritability, definitely a lack of concentration. It can cause you to feel weak. You can have mood swings. You can be hungry. And it definitely causes cravings for more sugar. So what can you do to stop this? What solutions are there that you can use today and every day to end this scenario of the blood sugar crashing and to end brain fog? Well, there's three things you can do. We're going to start with the third one, and we're going to work down to the first one. So number three, you can get exercise every day. Now, this may sound counterintuitive. You may be thinking, what does exercise have to do with my brain fog? Exercise is pretty general. Brain fog is pretty specific. How are these connected? Well, they're actually connected in several ways. Exercise has a lot of benefits for us that we may or may not actually realize. And exercise actually does affect our brain. So exercise gets blood and oxygen flowing to all parts of our body, including our brain. So when we're exercising, our circulation's going, the blood's flowing, everything is becoming more energized. All the organs, including our brain, are becoming more energetic and more energized. Exercise helps to clear your head so you can think more clearly. Now, if you think back to a time perhaps in your life where you were busy working on something and your head seemed like it was just overloaded with information and you just needed to have a break to clear your mind, clear your head, you probably went out for a walk, or maybe you played with a dog, or perhaps you went and played catch with your kids. Usually, when somebody wants to clear their mind, they usually do something physical, maybe jog around the block. And physical exercise actually does clear your head. Physical exercise gets the healthy chemicals going in the brain. I'm talking about dopamine and those sorts of things that are natural feel-good chemicals that your body produces in the brain. Those chemicals help with stress and depression. You may be wondering, what does stress have to do with my brain fog? Well, actually, in an indirect way, it's quite related to brain fog, because when we're stressed out or depressed, we tend to go into our default mode and we tend to rely on comfort food. Now, comfort food is rarely broccoli and cauliflower. Comfort food is usually something associated with sweets or junk food or unhealthy kind of food. For some reason, in our culture, that's just what comfort food ends up being. So when you're feeling stressed or depressed, that's generally what you reach for. You could get into some binge eating, or you could get into impulse eating of the wrong types of foods, and that will start the blood sugar roller coaster going, and along comes brain fog after that. So getting those chemicals going in the brain helps to avoid that. Exercise helps your digestive system. And again, you might be thinking, this is strange because my head is at one end of the body and the digestive system seems to be close to the other end of the body, but everything is related. So in our body, we have lots of major organs compacted into a small space in our torso. So when we get exercise, everything gets a nice, gentle little internal massage. And when your digestive system gets a massage, that includes the digestive tract. When that's massaged from doing exercise, it works better. So when that's working better, it eliminates toxins better. So your elimination system works better, and you end up feeling much less sluggish. So sluggishness kind of promotes kind of a tired mental feeling. So when we get rid of sluggishness, we feel more alert and more energized in our head. Exercise also has been proven to help balance the body's blood sugar naturally. It just works to help the body deal with blood sugar in a more healthy manner. Diabetics are often told by their doctors to have at least 30 minutes of exercise every day, and that's why, because it does help to balance the blood sugar. Now, it's very important to make sure that you're not exercising on an empty stomach. Before you exercise, you need to have some sort of a light meal that will help your body to do what you're expecting it to do. Your light meal needs to have some protein, some fiber, and you definitely need to be drinking water. Okay, so that's tip number three. Now, tip number two, don't skip breakfast. It's the most important meal to get you going every day. And here's why. So the body has been fasting for anywhere from 9 to 12 hours. And that's a good thing. That's a healthy thing because your body regenerates while you're sleeping. So fasting is a good thing. But we can't expect our body to function at full force first thing in the morning and carry on without any food. Our body needs food to actually get going in a healthy manner. So what you're doing at breakfast is you are literally breaking the fast. And that's important because everything needs to wake up. Our body needs to wake up and get moving in a very healthy manner. So what your breakfast does for you, it gets your digestive system started up for the day so that it's functioning at its peak level all day long. It gives your muscles and all your body systems the energy and the fuel they need to get going for the day. If your muscles weren't energized, you wouldn't be able to do very much. Breakfast also gives your brain the energy it needs to start all those thinking processes that you're going to need all day long. And, of course, all the multitasking that most people do. So if we started out our day with no food, we'd be starting our day at a very low blood sugar level right from getting out of bed. And that would probably be enough to start brain fog right away. So we really do need breakfast. It's very important. So remember that if you are a person that works out and does your exercise first thing in the day, remember we do need to have some food in our system before we do our exercise. A little bit of protein, a little bit of fiber, and definitely drink some water. So are you ready for tip number one? It's the most important of the three tips. If you have just one takeaway from this program today, I want it to be tip number one. So get your pen, get your paper, and write it down. Here we go. Tip number one is have nutritionally balanced eating every day. And I talk in depth about nutritionally balanced eating in my health coaching program called Flip the Sugar Switch Off. And it's also chapter 5 in my book called The Sugar Switch. So what is nutritionally balanced eating? Well, it's three meals and three snacks every day. And it's whole foods, not sugary junk foods. It's having the right nutritional elements at the right intervals throughout the day. And these nutritional elements also need to be in the right quantities at every meal and every snack. So what are, actually there's four nutritional elements. What are the four nutritional elements? They're protein, fiber, good fats, and water. So we need to have these at the right quantities at intervals throughout the day. So why is it so important to have three meals and three snacks a day? Well, we need to feed our body at intervals so that we have energy to carry on. If you had just one meal and it was a big meal with all the right elements once a day, and if you had that big meal in the morning, by the time it came to dinner time, 8 hours later, you wouldn't have much energy. You'd be really tired and really lethargic. So we do need to feed our body at intervals so that we can maintain our energy. Feeding our body at intervals avoids blood sugar issues like the blood sugar roller coaster. It gives your body and your brain energy when you need it. So if you have a job that involves a lot of thinking, or maybe if you're a bus driver and you need to have a good reaction time, it definitely involves brain activity, and you need to feed your brain to get that activity. So when you feed your body at intervals throughout the day, you're also feeding your cells. So you're feeding your body from the very cellular level, and so that's really, really healthy. That helps us in the long term. So that means that we will be healthier in the long term, healthier all day long, healthier every day, every week, every month, and it could add longevity to our life by feeding ourselves from the inside out with healthy food. So let's recap the three steps you can take every day to avoid brain fog and all those other issues that go with the blood sugar roller coaster. So number three is get exercise every day. It's healthy for our entire body, including our brain. Step number two, don't skip breakfast. It helps give your brain energy, and it helps get you started on the right track every day. It helps get your energy going in the correct way. Step number one, have nutritionally balanced eating every day. It'll keep your blood sugar in the healthy zone, so things go right, and you don't have these blood sugar spikes and crashes. And you'll prevent brain fog. So my Flip the Sugar Switch Off program is designed to deal with all of these things. It's designed to deal with the root cause of health issues, including brain fog, cravings, low energy. And in this program, we also talk about exercise and the many benefits it has for the body. If you're experiencing brain fog, cravings, low energy, or weight issues, you need to be changing your dietary lifestyle from refined foods to whole foods. My health coaching program called Flip the Sugar Switch Off is designed to do exactly that. And also, the concept is also in my book called The Sugar Switch. So contact me at 403-453-4452 for your free health coaching session. Or you can visit my website, www.kathyorman.com. That's www.kathyorman.com. That's our show for today. Next week's topic, we'll be talking about, is your food killing you? Thanks for joining me. Have a fabulous, healthy day.
Thank you for joining Sugar Talk and More. Are you interested in learning more about ways to kick the sugar, eliminate the cravings, increase your energy, and avoid common chronic health issues? Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Contact Kathy at www.kathyorman.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.